Here we are in another Sunday hour, and I hope that you're enjoying today's program. I am excited to have this opportunity to share from the Bible with you once again. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to pick up in verse 29. We've been talking about what it means to be made new in the attitude of our minds and to put on a new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, as it says in verses 23 and 24. Now we're looking at some specifics of what that means. And though these specifics may have been aimed primarily at the church at Ephesus, we understand that these specifics also apply to the church today. Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So we see here that we're to be careful about how we speak to others, that we're to get away from meaningless talk when we're together in the body, when we're talking to our friends, when we're talking to our family, when we're talking to our Christian family, and instead to have wholesome talk, not unwholesome talk. In other words, not just mindless talk, but talk that is geared towards serving one another. Listen again. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. So when we see someone and we see that perhaps they're lacking in an area, rather than criticizing, rather than complaining, rather than pointing out negatively their faults or their flaws, we're to instead be positive people, people who build up, people who encourage. So many times, and it's very disappointing to me as a pastor, so many times I see in the church at large that verses like this are reduced to little legalisms. And so, do not let any unwholesome talk has become something that people use to just guard whether or not someone makes a crude statement or a crude joke. In the process, we're told to let our talk be refreshing and uplifting, but we're not really dealing with the core issue. And the core issue, which is the attitude of our mind, needs to change. And when we look at our brothers and sisters in the body, we need to realize that we have a responsibility to them, to build them up according to their need. Not simply be building up for no purpose, not simply be flattering someone, although complimenting someone can be a very needed encouragement. That's another verse that has been taken out of context where it talks about us not being flattering in our speech. We think we can't then compliment one another. I can't say to someone, that's a beautiful dress you're wearing today. And yet, if a word of encouragement like that lifts them up and restores them and makes them feel affirmed, it's not flattery. It is building one another up. And it is keeping in stride with the Word of God. So today, let's focus on what it says in verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. In this renewed attitude of our mind, let's be careful to consider when we're together in the body that we shouldn't waste our talk, complaining, being negative, tearing one another down. But instead, when we identify an area of need in someone, let's build them up. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Let us strive this week to speak positively to one another, to benefit one another, to do good to one another, because this is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way you love one another. Have a great Sunday. We'll tackle the rest of the verse next week.